Our key chapter reading for the first day of the new year, 2014, continues on from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This will be a familiar chapter, or at least the beginning will be familiar to many of you who probably had this passage as a part of your wedding ceremony if you're married. The Apostle Paul starts and he says, "And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." 1 Corinthians 13 is often referred to as the love chapter. In it, the Apostle Paul defines the selfless nature of love. And when he says that love never fails, I think the only love that never fails has to be the perfect love that comes from God, and that is the perfect selfless love. It is this definition of love and the requirement of love in all of our relationships that makes this such a key chapter.